Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadam Klach of Dalad, Simen Yer Gimel. Vimloy Omer B'Saint Alamotar. So in the winter time, he's supposed to mention B'Saint Alamotar, and the person forgot to say B'Saint Alamotar. Im Nishra Kadam Shehiskel Bracha Shachrea, Sheitakab Shaver. Omer B'Saint Alamotar, Bracha Kach Tekab Shaver. So the Chayyadam's opinion is if a person forgot it in the Bracha, and he already said Baruch Ata Hashem, Mevorech HaShanim, so immediately you should say B'Saint HaLamot Adi Bracha, because you have not started the next Bracha yet. We already mentioned before that the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this. Mishnah Berurah Shitasai holds that a person adding it immediately after the Bracha is over is a Machlokas Rishonim, and according to the opinion that you're not, you would say you're adding extra words in a place that they don't belong. And since in Shema Kaleinu, you will definitely be able to add it in. So you do not say it immediately after the bracha, and you just leave it for Shema Kaleinu. And I think the Minhag HaPoskim L'Maaseh is like the Mishnah Berurah. If a person did say it over there, he would be Yotzei. Bimkar Hiskel Tka, if a person already said the word Tka B'Shofar, Tka, he already said, even said the one word, so he already started the next bracha, B'Nizkar, cut in Shema Tefillah, but then he remembered anywhere from that point before he got to the bracha of Shema Tefillah. Ein Tzarach Lachzor, she doesn't go back. Ela Shoyel B'Shema Shmakaleinu, she birchas Shema Tefillah. So he will ask for it in the bracha of Shema Tefillah, the bracha of Shmakaleinu. There's a place where we insert right before Ketosh Shema Tefillah, it's marked in many Siddurim that a person can add Bakashas over there. So a person can add in the Bakasha of B'Saint HaLamot Adi Bracha. Now there's a Machlokes, how much you have to say. My understanding is like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the person should say the phrase B'Saint HaLamot Adi Bracha, Al Panei Ha'Adama. And not just saying B'Saint HaLamot Adi Bracha without saying Al Panei Adama is not sufficient. You have to say that the Bakasha is you should give the HaLamot Adi Bracha Al Panei Adama. Now, so that's where he adds it in. He adds it in the Bracha of Shemaya Tefillah at that point. V'Misayim, if the person already completed the Bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, you say it over there, so you add it in before you start Ritzei. If a person realized, he already said Ritzei when he finally realized that he had made the mistake of not inserting B'Saint HaLamot Adi Bracha, so he has to go back. Once you go back, you don't go back. You do not go back to Shema Tefillah. You go back to Baruch Aleinu. So then it depends on the following. Imlei Oker Raglav. If from the word Ritzei and onwards, we have to know that he finished one Esra yet. See if he was not Oker Raglav. Chozer LeBirchus Hashanim. He doesn't have to repeat the whole Shon Esra. He just goes back to the bracha of Mevorech Hashanim, Baruch Aleinu. If, however, the person already reached the point of being Urka Raglov, he has to go back to the Gnei Shemon Esrei and repeat the whole Shemon Esrei. If we mentioned before, when he starts over Shemon Esrei, if he had not actually in a case where, okay, we have to introduce this point, I have to introduce Machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayyadim. So let me introduce this question. The definition of Oker Raglov, is it totally in the physical act of actually being Oker Raglov, or it's totally in the person says, either not to name Refibek, you're the Fanach Hashem Tzareva Goaldi? So Mishnah Berurah says, once a person says that phrase, either not to name Refibek, Hashem Tzareva Goaldi, which we say right before we step back, the person already said that, it has a locha of being Oker Raglov, even though he did not step back. It has a din of being oiker. The chayyadim hold that the person has to actually physically step away to have a locha of going back to the beginning. When a person wasn't oiker raglov, he hasn't stepped away, even though he said Yidur Rotson, he would only go back to Baruch Aleinu. Again, the Minhag Poskim, and that is like the Mishnah Berurah. When that, so in that situation where he said Yidur Rotson Mefi Vegir and be the Funach Hashem Tzvi Begoli, but he has not stepped away. When he starts again, he starts from the word Baruch Atah Hashem. He doesn't say Hashem Sosayti Tov again. In that situation, if a person already stepped away, when he would start over again, he would start from Hashem's Vasai Tiptoch, Ufiyagit Tehilosachem. Have a good day.